With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senator Lindsey Graham says the prospect of Iran developing a nuclear weapon keeps him awake at night. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the South Carolina Republican warns that if it ever reaches that goal, Iran's nuclear target will be Israel.
The Jewish state was formed out of the ashes of the Holocaust. It's been under constant siege, and here's my theory about that. The closer you are to God, the more the world hates you. God has designated the Jewish people as the chosen people. Because of that designation throughout history, they've been attacked and oppressed. We have to make a choice as Americans, and I'm going to stand with Israel.
Senator Graham's complete interview on This Week on Capitol Hill will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Retired Supreme Court Justice David H. Souter has died at the age of 85, Bob Agnew reports.
Souter was nominated to the court in 1990 by then-President George H.W. Bush. Though appointed by Republicans, Souter became a reliably liberal vote on the court on issues like abortion, church-state relations, freedom of expression, and the accessibility of federal courts. In retirement, Souter warned that ignorance of how government works could undermine American democracy. Souter retired from the court in June of 2009. The court says he died on Thursday at his home in New Hampshire. Bob Agner reporting.
Before high-level U.S. and Chinese officials hold talks in Switzerland this weekend to discuss high tariffs, Washington and Beijing have been in a rhetorical duel over which side reached out first. Beijing insists that it's the Trump administration that requested the meeting. But President Trump has retorted by asking the Chinese to study their files. This is SRN News. A new charge against Planned Parenthood.
The nation's largest abortion business appears to be deeply into the trade in transgender drugs. Live Action has revealed phone calls to Planned Parenthood branches in multiple states that seem to indicate that they are willing to provide cross-sex hormones to children with almost no involvement from a doctor or parent. Live Action President Lila Rose tells Fox News that, quote, vulnerable children are being fast-tracked into irreversible hormone treatments with almost no medical oversight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's state senate has approved a bill to ban males from competing in women's and girls' sports at the collegiate through K through 12 levels. The legislation passed 32-18 with five Democrats crossing party lines to join with all 27 Republicans in voting yes. However, the measure is unlikely to get a vote in Pennsylvania's Democratic-controlled House of Representatives. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed mixed at the end of an unusually quiet week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% and wound up with a loss of 0.5% for the week. The Dow fell 0.3% and the NASDAQ composite was little changed. The relatively calm movements offered a respite after stocks whipsawed for weeks on fears about President Trump's trade war and then on hopes that he'll relent on some of his tariffs. Treasury yields and other financial markets also held relatively steady ahead of a highly anticipated meeting on Saturday between China and the United States. They'll be talking trade. The Dow was down 119 points to close at 41,249. The NASDAQ gained 1 point to 17,928. The S&P 500 dropped 4 points to 5,659. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.